Thank you, Arizona, from Sanderson Ford. Their 66th anniversary sale was a huge success, a monster success. And thanks for your support for lifting Sanderson Ford to number one in both sales and customer service for the past 5 months in a row.
And we've got seven more to go to keep them number one for a solid year. June is winding down. If car buying is on your to-do this weekend, it's got to be on Saturday. Sanderson Ford never open on Sunday.
This sale was so successful, Sanderson Ford took in hundreds and hundreds of quality trade-ins of most makes and models. Now, all these certified pre-owned vehicles have been marked down with clearance pricing. They have great selection starting at just under 10 grand. If you're looking for a new SUV, get 1.9% financing for 60 months on approved credit for the Escape, Edge, and Explorer, plus up to 2 grand trade assist. Again, thank you, Arizona, from the family at Sanderson Ford.
51st Avenue in Maryland, just south of Glendale, in Glendale. Time for our Rosie on the House weekly to-do. It's designed to tackle one area around your home, castle, or cabin that you need to do or take care of. If we tackle one project a week, it's a lot easier to manage and maintain than stacking up projects to get done later. And a well-maintained home is a more enjoyable home to live in. And today's to-do is looking at the summer shade. We're now wrapping up the historically hottest month of Arizona's in June, and at the end of it, are there any particular places on your home that have extreme exposure to the sun, or maybe you've figured out your patio isn't big enough? A lot of the default size that come from the builders don't really provide a lot of room for entertaining or enjoyment. And we've got Tom Booth of Booth Built Patio Products talking about finding that summer shade from your home and the benefits to making sure you've got an entire shade canopy against your home.
Well, without any shade, it is pretty hard to enjoy the outdoors. That's for certain.
And a shaded side, if you've got extreme exposures on south or west sides of your home, and that's where your patio is, adding a extended patio cover, you know, it's a sunscreen times 1,000.
Probably so. You mentioned how the builders will put on a little postage stamp size patio cover, and that's the nice thing. You can put a pergola in front of it or alongside of that little postage stamp, and now you can enjoy that space far more.
And something you used to see a lot is people that would do this project themselves, they would just bolt on to the end of the patio. If they've got, let's say, only a 6-foot patio overhang and they wanted it further, they would just nail to the end of it and extend out. But to do a proper patio, you've got to come back to the roof plate on top of the home.
Well, that's true if it's built out of wood. That's not always true if you use the Alumawood product. The Alumawood product oftentimes can bolt onto that fascia, so you're not having to pay for that space that's already there. So that's one benefit of the Alumawood product as opposed to building out of wood.
So then you don't have the demolition cost of ripping that patio off and going back to the top plate of the home. You can just add on to an existing.
That's exactly right.
And I've seen some of them where they even have how do you call it, a movable roof? What do you, an oscillating roof? So in the wintertime you can turn it and let the sunshine come in.
They do make louvered roofs so that you can let the sunlight in those times of the year when you want, and also shed the rain when it's raining, if it ever rains again.
Now, on an aluminum wood install, are you required to do permits then if you're not doing that demolition back to the top plate?
Unfortunately, yes. Anything that's attached to the home needs a building permit. The rule in most every city is that if it's freestanding and under 200 square feet between the posts, then you do not need a building permit. But the minute it's attached to the house, even if it's 5x5, you need a building permit.
And that 200 square feet, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but that's, you can chew up that really easy. That's
you can, but you know, there's also benefits to not having the building permit needed. You're going to speed up the process. You're going to lower the costs overall, which is always a benefit. And you know, 14 by 14 would be 196 square feet. That's between the posts. But then you can have a 2-foot overhang all the way around it. So now you have a really nice size pergola, and that can be out in the yard, and that can be full shade that would shed the water, or just a partial shade.
And durability-wise on the aluminum wood product versus real wood, what's your preference?
You know, wood looks nice the day you're finished. Not so true a year later. Plus, you have to repaint it. If it's a solid roof that's going to shed water, you may have to, you will have to re-roof it. But with the aluminum wood product, if it's a full shade product, you don't have to re-roof it. You don't have to repaint it. It's as close to maintenance free as you can be.
The aluminum is molded and shaped to look like wood.
Right. It's aluminum that's designed to look like wood.
And what kind of structural load, I mean, is it durable in the monsoons?
Yeah, it'll handle the monsoons and all the snow we get here in the valley.
It'll handle the snow. Is that a personal guarantee, Tom?
Personal guarantee.
Perfect. What about hail?
Well, the hail can dent it. It would just cause a cosmetic damage. It wouldn't be a structural damage.
Most of us wouldn't even see. Your neighbor would probably see it more from his side of the fence looking over. You don't often look at the top of your pergola or patio roof.
Yeah, if you have a neighbor with a two-story home, he would see that. So it could, on some of our, we have two types of solid or full shade patios. One is a non-insulated, and it's just a single skin aluminum. And that would show the hail damage, much like all the cars got damaged about 15 years ago. But we have an insulated roof, and that's a foam core product. And so the top side would take the beating, and you'd never see that. Only your neighbor with a two-story house would see that.
And that insulated option for the outside, that just is one more additional insulation that we're adding to our living space.
Yes. Yep. So the foam core, it's typically a 3-inch foam core, and it's styrofoam, and we all know how effective that is. You can hold a hot cup of coffee in a very, very thin styrofoam cup and not burn your hand. Well, this is 3 inches of that foam. And then in a factory, it has aluminum skins laminated to the top and the bottom, and the panels interlock with each other, and it does a great job. We use that product frequently if somebody wants to have an Arizona room, an all-glass room, so that they might air condition that space. You would need an insulated roof for that.
And I love sitting out in Arizona during a monsoon. Just the smell of the rain, the sound of the rain hitting the roof, especially if it's a tin metal roof. Just being able to really enjoy soaking up the smells, and especially if it's at night, the lightning show. And I would imagine that insulated one's probably a little bit quieter when the rain's pounding as well.
It is, but I have insulated patio cover at my house, and I know when it's raining, so you still hear it, but not as much as if it's the single skin, non-insulated type.
And you were just out in the Aranek of the Woods working on a gentleman who's also another Rosie on the House certified partner. What did you guys do for old Mr. Cole?
We built a freestanding, non-insulated, full shade patio cover for him.
And when you say freestanding, so this isn't attached to the home, it's in the backyard a few feet off the patio by maybe, is it by a pool or some kind of sitting area?
It's where he has his barbecue equipment and stuff, so he can be out there barbecuing or smoking his brisket and be in the shade.
Nice. And it's crazy, but you would not believe how much more I actually grill during the summer than I do the winter, because in the wintertime, it's dark so early that I'm not home in time to really get it done. But then in the summertime, to keep all the cooking heat from the inside of the house, we do everything we can to keep it cool inside. So I do a lot of our grilling in the summer just to keep the heat of cooking outside.
It's definitely helpful to have a patio cover over that cooking space. So you can do that, because if you face west, you're still going to be in the sun, and it's not as enjoyable to be doing all of that grilling and barbecuing if you got the sun blaring on you.
So our topic all month long has been summer comfort, summer shade, summer living here in Arizona. And it's only a couple months that's really brutal, but even in those brutal months with a little bit of shade goes a long, long way. If you've got an area in your home that's a pain point, if you've got an area that you need to add some additional shade to, see, they're already calling you, Tom. People need shade. You could get an estimate on that project from Booth Built.
I thought it was your phone.
You can find them in the patio and outdoor living category at rosieonthehouse.com or your website.
It's boothbuilt.com.
Boothbuilt.com. A lot of improvements in our home don't necessarily pay for themselves, but you'll definitely see some additional comfort, which will equals somewhat of cost savings, especially if you've got a lot of glass or a big patio door that's got a brutal, brutal summer, west-facing summer sun heat. You know, that reduction on it, it'll make your home comfort. And it'd be really hard to, I think, calculate the savings on it, but you'll definitely feel the comfort, and so you know you're saving.
Yes, and not only that, another thing that I've learned over the 40 years of doing these for people is that it helps to protect the furniture that might be near a window where the sun is bearing down on it. It keeps the wood lasting longer. If you have leather furniture, it's not going to dry out as much. Carpets, it's going to help extend the life of that by not having that sun beat on it all the time or fade it if it's a darker color.
And even if it's, as many homes are, a stucco home that's got a paint coat over the top, that wall that's underneath the patio cover need to be, you know, you may do that every other time you paint the rest of the house.
You know, any time you can keep the sun off the wall, you're ahead of the game.
And Tom, like many of our partners here at Rosie on the House, family-owned, small company, we used to be able to say, you know, I work valley-wide. Well, that was when the valley was, it didn't take you half the day to get from Apache Junction to Sun City, and the volume of people. Y'all, you're out of the Glendale Airport area. Is your office location? Y'all primarily service the West Valley?
Yes, that's correct. We pretty much work from the 51 and west, and as busy as we are, it's the only way that we can serve our customer base efficiently, and it's important to us to be efficient with them and provide the service that they've come to expect. When somebody calls our office, like you say, we're a small family business, they might have to wait 2 to 3 weeks for us for an appointment. But once we come out there for that appointment, they'll have their estimate, their quote, you know, within a couple of days at the most. And then, of course, then the waiting really begins. With this environment we are in materials, it's 4 to 6 months before a job can really be completed because of the materials just being backlogged by all of our suppliers.
So, and that's, you know, industry-wide in the construction industry. That's just the current state of affairs.
That's not unique to Booth Built. That's every patio builder has the same struggle. We all buy from basically three manufacturers here, and they're all just swamped. Boothbuilt.com.